Amen. Everybody needs to say amen.
Amen.
God is good. And all the time, God is good. And the bulletin is not incorrect, but it's not totally correct. I'm not Edwin Davis. As most of you know me, by now I'm James Carter. Brother Davis had a pressing matter, so he could not be here, so I'm going to do what I do. I've got to, and some of them are not here, but I've got to thank the brothers this morning. For on last Sunday, I asked the brothers to meet me at the back door and let me know if they would be available to be here on Monday morning. And they did. They met me at the back door, and not one of them that I asked to be here failed to be here. They were all here for the funeral of Sister Porter. And I want to thank the brothers for responding as they did. And I don't want to forget the ladies, though the ladies may have been a few in number. The quality of what they do in the back was nevertheless never did suffer. So let us thank God for the men as well as the women for their devotion to the congregation. So with that said, I want to say good morning now to everyone. And just to let you all know that God is always good. All the time, once again, God is good, and all the time, God is good. This morning, before we go any further, let us go to God in prayer. O righteous God, O heavenly Father, O blessed one, we are thankful for being able to be here this morning once again. We're so thankful that you granted us a life extension to be here once again. We're so thankful that we have been blessed enough to get up, come out, and be here in the service of the Lord. We pray that our services may be found decent and in order and acceptable in thy sight. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for the leaders of this congregation and their families. We thank you for the brothers who have taken part in the services thus far. We thank you for each and every member here today and their families also. We pray for the sick and the shut in, especially those who are members of the household of faith, and even more so for those who are members of this congregation. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you for those who may not be feeling their best this morning. We thank you that you will take care of them and give them a reasonable portion of their health and strength back again, O Lord. We thank you for those who have traveled great distances to be here with us today, and we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for those who have come from around the corner as well. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for our service personnel, those who are serving in our armed forces, standing on the front line of the battlefield, watching over us and keeping us from hurt, harm, or danger. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that they soon may come home and be with their families once again, and that we can all say thank you, Father, for their services. Thank you, O Lord, for those this morning that are raising their children up, especially, Father, those who are raising them up in the admonition of the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for everybody who's here today under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for all the blessings you have given us thus far, and may you continue to bless us as you see fit. We thank you so much for your darling son, Jesus, who hung, bled, and died on yonder's cross that we may have the right to the tree of life. Father, we thank you for everything, and we pray for those who are not with us today, those who may be on the highways, the byways, and the waterways as well, O Lord. We just thank you that they may soon be able to return to be with us once again, if you say so, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those who are not not with us this morning yet, but are maybe on their way. We just thank you, Lord, that they may get here safe and securely. Thank you, Father. And Father, we especially thank you for all you have done for us up to this point, and that we may continue to receive your blessings. In your Son Jesus' name, the one who went to Calvary's cross, we pray for and ask all these blessings and more. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This morning we're going to speak from His Blood Was Enough. Most folks like to steer clear of talking on the subject of blood. Blood symbolizes sickness, pain, or injury. But God-fearing people know a little bit different about blood. We know that we are here because of blood. We know that our salvation is because of blood. The blood of one Jesus Christ, the love of his Father, the sacrifice at Calvary, and the blood that flowed from his physical body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are those who would say that doesn't sound true. Those who say it's impossible for blood to be so powerful. But I want you to consider this, if you will. Without blood, our bodies could not survive. Without healthy blood, our bodies become sick and run down. And even with blood being that important, only one blood had the power of saving us through the shedding of his own blood. Peter calls it the precious blood of Christ. Today, I'd like to raise the question, was the blood enough? Each and every one of us here today are living answers to that question. For if it had not been enough, we would not be here. Therefore, the blood was and is enough. His blood was enough to save us. Most folk don't view themselves as sinners. And yet, for that very reason, Jesus Christ came unto this earth. The very reason he came unto this earth was because the world was running over with sin and sinners. All has been put in perspective in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 15. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. If there had been no sin or no sinners, then there would have been no need for a Savior. Had the tree of in the midst of the garden been left alone, had the servant not lied and had the woman not been deceived, then man would not have sinned. But it all happened. And just in case somebody needs to know just what sin is, it is a falling away from or missing the right path. It's what Adam left upon the moral life of us as his descendants. And we're all in big trouble for it. When we can keep ourselves out of the way, and, you know, sometimes trouble comes on to us, and a lot of times it's our fault because we can't keep ourselves out of the way. If we can keep ourselves out of the way, we have a much better chance of keeping sin away from us. So when we look back at the blood of Jesus, we get a better picture of the question of was his blood enough? Yes, it was. Yes, it is. The blood of Jesus is powerful enough and precious enough to save all who come to him. Jesus said in John 6 and verse 37, all that the Father gives me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. No other blood is powerful enough to hold the key to life. Only this, the blood of Christ, is truly enough. Is it enough to keep us saved, the saved saved? You all know that Satan is consistently and constantly seeking trainees to enroll in his program of sin and evilness. And programming is easy to get in. His program is easy to get in, but hard to get out of. Many feel that because I've only sinned once, I'm not a sinner. But I'm here to tell you all that I know and all that it takes to be a sinner is one sin. That's true for believers as well as non-believers. Sometimes the one sin that one commits is a continuing sin. For an example, if you fail to attend church one Lord's Day, it soon becomes easier to keep missing. And that one sin becomes sins. Not just sin, but sin. And I'll go in a couple of Sundays, some may say to themselves. And before you know it, that one Sunday has caused you to miss a second Sunday and turn to four or five misses. And the pattern continues. One can easily forget Hebrews 10:25, forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together. I'd like to let you know that after you make that one sin, it sometimes gets easier for some people to continue to sin. 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 8, I want you to hear the Bible. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We deceive ourselves because we have lied, and when we lie, God's word is not in us, according to verse number 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. I could ask a question this morning, but I don't know if I will, but I guess on second thought I will ask the question. I don't expect anyone to answer the question, but the question is, who among us can claim perfection? Somebody answered the question for me. Nobody, no, not one of us are perfect. A man can be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. In his lesson regarding the shepherd and his sheep, in verse 27 of John 10, he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." In verse number 28, he said, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Why? Because in verse number 29, Jesus answered, he said, "My Father which gave them to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." No man. So is the blood enough? The blood is enough to save and to keep us saved. But we must stay the course. Staying the course, most importantly of all, is what we need to do. His blood was and is enough to be our substitute. What man on earth could have shed his blood and saved us? None. It took heaven and God the Father to come up with the only plan to save us, and it took Jesus to become the sacrifice, the driving force in that saving us. In Titus 2 and 14, the Bible says, "Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people." Now my blood could not have been enough. Your blood could not have been enough. Even if all of our blood were combined, it would not have even come close to being enough. In the text of John 3:16, we know what is necessary that we can see, so that we can see three things there. In order to save man, it took a loving God, an only begotten Son, and belief in him as a substitute or as a fill-in or a replacement. That's what Jesus became for us. He became sin that we might live. Notice what the blood of Christ means in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20. "Having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to be reconciled all things unto himself, by him, whether they be things in earth or in heaven." Reconcile means that all things have been adjusted or set in order by the blood of Christ on his cross. Man is reconciled to God. This is why the blood of Jesus can save those who will come to him. God has never liked sin, but the blood of Jesus brought man back to God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 21, he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now go with me to the text, if you will. In verse number 7 it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. There are still many folks who need to in themselves be washed in the blood of Christ. If I could but offer them some insights of what may be in their future, and I'll tell you, I'm not a mind reader, and I can't predict the future, but I know this one thing, there are going to be some dark hours, because as you live and get older, age brings many problems. With old age comes sickness, aches and pains in places you never dreamed of, that you never even thought you had. You'll get aches and pains. Bring disappointments. Disappointments shall come, but they may come from your children. They may come from your spouse. They may come from your job. Stress may sometimes cause you to sing out, I believe I can fly. But if you allow yourself to be covered by the blood of Christ, you may still have these things happen, but my God can grant you strength to bear them. Church, do you think that God can give you strength to bear your problems and your suffering and your pains and your aches? Just ask somebody who's been there before, somebody who has had aches and pain, troubles and sorrows. And now they've come out of it. Just ask him, can God do it? And God can and he will do it if you just ask him to. He may not take away the problems, but he can help us to make it through them. His blood was enough to make him the just for the unjust. His blood was enough to lose his life that we may gain eternal life. His blood was enough to cause him to come to earth that we may be able to get to heaven. Church's blood is enough, and it still flows from the cross today. Jesus is a true example of the term pay it forward. He truly can help everyone to live in eternity, and eternity has no end. Eternity is forever. Eternity is always. How many of us would like to continue to live forever and ever? A day without end, a night without being ending, without an ending. That's what Christ can do for us. That's what the blood of Christ can do. If we confess our sins, the Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Church, this morning, as we look to the cross once again, as we thank God for his sending his Son to the cross, we need to remember that the blood of Jesus Christ is very powerful. The blood of Jesus Christ is so powerful that it saved the world. And I'll tell you something else, church. We can't live forever without the blood of Christ. Now, I believe it's in Hebrews, I believe it's around chapter 9, where the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. So Jesus shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And when a person gets to the point where they want to be baptized, that's what you are doing. You are going down in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins. So remember the scripture text that we had for the day. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Church, this morning, as we are winding down and bringing this message to a close this morning, I can see that there are many who need to be baptized, and I'm not talking about anyone in here. I know there are many who need to be baptized for the remission of sins, but they won't. And you have to ask yourself, why won't they? And I've heard the gamut of excuses. I'm not ready. I don't really believe that that will help anything. I'm not sure if that will do me any good. But I can tell you, without going down into the watery grave of baptism, you can never be a part of Jesus Christ. You can never be connected to Jesus Christ without baptism. What I tell you this morning is that we need the blood of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus was here for us, and we need to go down in the watery grave of baptism to be a part of him, to be connected to Jesus Christ. I'm going to back up one scripture text there and go into verse number 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But then verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. This morning, if you want to be cleansed from your sin, you need to come to Jesus Christ. How do I come to Jesus Christ? Well, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, then being baptized. Now, I know that there are those, even members of the church, who sometimes don't understand the blood of Christ at work. They don't understand that without the blood, there's no remission of sin. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Sometimes we don't understand certain things about the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ is what brought the church of Christ into existence. It was the blood that flowed from his side, ran down his side and fell to the ground and caused him to purchase the church of Christ. And then he said in Matthew 16 and 18, up on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's why it's so important for us to get to know Jesus Christ. It's important for us to get to know Jesus Christ and the importance of his blood we can find through the Bible. I know I'm going to bring it to a close in a minute, but I know there are just a few more things I need to say here this morning. I need to tell you that Jesus, the Son of God, our Heavenly Father, is in the business of making intercessions for us. He makes intercessions for us with his blood. His blood is the driving force should be the driving force in a Christian's life. Because without the blood, there would be no remission of sin. When I continue to think about it, I find that Jesus is good for us. And you say, how is Jesus good for us, preacher? Well, Jesus has done so much for us. He's done so much to help us to make it through this life. And I understand that some people don't understand certain things. But all I want you to understand this morning is one thing, that Jesus' blood was enough, and it is enough to save us if we allow him to. You know, it's the blood of Jesus that puts us on track to get to heaven. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that saved us. It's the blood, nothing but the blood. We sing that song so often. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I ask myself the question, just as I'm asking you the question this morning. Do you believe that the blood is enough? If you believe that the blood is enough, you ought to say so. Now, how do I say so? Well, you become a member of the Lord's body. How do I become a member of the Lord's body? You come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. It's cold out today, but the water is ready. Brother Jackson is ready. The church is ready. Jesus is waiting. And if you are already a member of the body of Christ, but you've went astray, some way you walked not a straight path. You come back by going to God, asking him to forgive you, then coming forward, stand before the church, ask the church to pray with and for you, that you may gather strength to overcome whatever your problem might be. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.